There you go. So my website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. You know, I want to finish what I was talking about here before we bring my guest on, Dr. Ileana Johnson Powell, who actually grew up in a communist nation. So she knows all about what the communists are all about. She lived it firsthand, and you're going to get to live it too. It's guaranteed. If you don't stand up and fight back against what's happening here in this nation, you are going to get to live it too. So I think it's very instructive that we all become as informed as we possibly can to what the truth really is, and not this whitewash crap that we have been hustled all of our lives. And oh, have we been hustled? It's just incredible to me. It really is. Now, you know, maybe there's a lot of people out there who knew all these things when they were 20. I did not. Okay. I didn't know about all these different things. I didn't know about this, criminality and, who's been behind so many of the different things. I didn't know that. I truly didn't. All I knew about was, you know, cursory awareness of different things, but you know, I was 20 years old doing my thing. And, thank God there's a lot of 20-year-olds out there. Not enough, but there are a lot more 20-year-olds who seem to be more awake, like especially the ones who are, grabbing onto Ron Paul. They're figuring out something ain't right with this picture. So good for them. I hope more of them do figure it out, because I'm a little long in the tooth. I'm no spring chicken here. So, you know, I'm hoping that more people wake up to what's really going on in this country. You know, all this civil unrest and this strife and this racial stuff that's going on in this nation, these fires are being stoked, and they're being stoked by these people because it is a divide and conquer strategy. And if you want to really know why we have the ghettos that we do and why these different things exist, because these people have been manipulating the circumstances to create that situation. It hasn't been the white people denigrating, persecuting, and putting black people into impoverished neighborhoods. We haven't been the ones who have been doing it, although when you read the crap that they write, that's the picture that they paint. That's the picture that scumbags like those dirtballs at the Southern Poverty Law Center, that's the picture that they try to paint, but that's not the fact. That is not the fact at all. The facts are what I'm telling you about. This handful of people who manipulate the economies are the ones who have made, been behind all of these so-called free trade agreements where our jobs, as Ross Perot said, the sucking sound of manufacturing in this nation, these jobs would be sent off our shores, and they have indeed been sent off our shores, millions of jobs. That's why you have this breakdown. These cultural Marxists, the Jewish Marxists who came over from the Frankfurt School in Germany back in, what, 1933, came over to Columbia University. They are the ones who've been behind the breakdown of what's gone on in this nation. That's why Janie and Johnny can't read. That's why you've got this totally out of control illegitimacy rate in this nation, that 70% of the kids born in the black community are born to a single mother, and no different or the little less of a percentage to Hispanic kids, and a little less to the white kids. Why do you think our culture is rotting like it's rotting, like some festering, rotting, maggot-infested carcass on the side of the road? It's because these things have been deliberately done. Follow the money. Who owns all of the media? Who owns Hollywood that puts this crap out on TV? Who owns all of this stuff, okay? The cultural Marxists, when they came over here, said they'd make the long march through our institutions. They've succeeded. You've got these dirtballs who call themselves evangelical preachers, not all of them, but some of them, and some of the major players who all push this agenda. They truly do, because they push the people, they promote the people who have pushed this agenda. Anyway, I might get off that soapbox today, I may not. We're going to talk about, I'm going to bring my guest, Dr. Ileana Johnson Powell, on with me, and we're going to talk about one of the latest articles that she's written. She'll be back with me in 3 minutes, we'll be back. And we're going to be talking about, the crap that they're doing now. Strong cities, strong communities. You can just imagine how strong they're going to be, right? I'm telling you, you can't make this crap up. We're coming back in three. Don't change that dial. My name is Maggie Rodden.
sure, there are winter specials. And then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, oregacillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Do you ever find yourself in this situation? You're in your local health store looking for a remedy, and there are 20 different brands claiming to do the same thing. Well, it's time to stop worrying that it's a hopeless search. Fact is, every day we are exposed to an environmental medium that has become full of toxins. The only thing you can do to defend yourself is to find the solution. At TerraBim, we focus on carrying only the highest quality natural supplements. We understand it's a difficult task to filter through the multitude of options to find your divine source of immortality, your golden apple. That's why we have made available to you products that are at the top of their game. Natural vitamins and supplements your body understands how to utilize. Visit our website at terravim.com. That's TerraVim.com to find what you've always been looking for, the solution. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with Lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Hey, everybody, it's Maggie Rodden, and this is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. And I want to just let you know who I'm bringing on next week. I'm actually going to start off the week with Reverend Ted Pike is going to be joining me on Monday morning. So I've got a lot of great guests lined up for next week, but the week starts off with Reverend Ted Pike, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. I know he's on the West Coast, so it'll be 7 a.m. for him, but I'm going to try to have him on as routinely as I can get him on, but there's one thing I wanted to mention that some of you may not be aware of, but he's in a battle. This is because there is a television program, Christian Bitches or something like that, that these scumbags in Hollywood have put on TV. I'm not sure of the exact name. I don't have it in front of me, but he's fighting that fight because, of course, it's okay to denigrate Christianity, but it isn't okay to denigrate any other religion. La-di-da. What does that tell you? Hello, Christian America, wake up. Anyway, Dr. Ileana Johnson Powell is my guest this afternoon or this morning. Well, it's not even this afternoon yet. I'm discombobulated. It's still morning here on the East Coast, too. And she hails from Romania, author of the book Echoes of Communism. She's my weekly guest with tons of information, a prolific writer. In fact, I know you're working on a second book, Dr. Powell. Have you got that done yet?
Yes, it's coming out next month. It's called Stepping on Liberty. How are you,
okay,
Maggie?
I'm all right. How are you there, Doc?
I'm great. Before we start, I hope I can take a minute to
get
some good news because...
All right, we need some. I've been distributing bad news this morning.
I know.
Truth, but bad news, already, truth, but so go ahead.
You probably have already discussed this, but I just wanted to say, to mention the Sacketts, the Idaho couple who was trying to build a house. We've talked about this a while back on a 0.63-acre lot, and they bought it for $23,000, and as soon as they brought fill-in dirt to start building, the EPA said, no, not so fast. This is wetland. So they've been battling the EPA for 4 years. They went to the Supreme Court, and they won in a sort of way. The Supreme Court agreed that they have the right to judicial review, that is to go in front of a judge and argue their case. Up to that point, it was EPA's decision or the highway. So that's a kind of a small victory in a small way.
Yeah, no, it is. It really is. Anytime we get one for the good guys, we're doing good here. So we just, I think, Dr. Powell, if we had more Americans awake and aware of what's really been going on all these decades, we'd have more wins for the good guys. We just need to get them awake. That's all. That's what we need to do. We need to wake them up.
I hope
so. That's why you're here. Wake them up, will you, please?
Yes, I'm so glad that Mr. Damian Schiff, their attorney, was so convincing that the Supreme Court agreed with him. So more power to him and for all the other people who have been fighting the EPA. This poor couple has been assessed $75,000 a day fines for non-compliance with the EPA dictates. So, hooray for Americans for a change.
I know, right? I know. It's tragic. It's so tragic, Dr. Powell, what we see taking place all across the nation here in this country. The nonsense that these communists are coming up with to hustle the people, the poor duped kids and young people and older people who believe this hustle of global warming so that they're going to give up their freedoms because they think they're going to be more secure. You know, it's all a hustle. It is all a big hustle and a lie. And I'm telling you, I can't stand when people lie to me. I really cannot stand
the
it. Nothing pisses me off more than being lied to.
The funniest part of the whole four-year battle was what Justice Antonin Scalia joked about in his summary. But he kind of reiterated what the Sacketts have said, that the EPA's decision was that waters, that their lot was waters of the United States, end of quote. And they said that they have never seen a ship or other vessel cross their yard.
Yeah, there you go, huh?
He brought that up. I thought it was hilarious. That was the best part.
Yeah, it is hilarious. At least somebody's got a sense of humor there on the Supreme Court, loaded with the people that it's loaded with. Let's talk about strong cities and strong communities. And you weren't on with me the first hour, but I was commenting on some of the strong communities here, like mine, where there's all kinds of racial unrest and black-on-white crime, predominantly black-on-white crime, going on here, and black-on-Asian and black and Latino and blah, blah, blah across the nation. So let's talk about their plan to make us to have stronger communities, because things are working out so well so far.
Yeah.
Right?
Fantastically speaking, yes.
Yeah, well, yeah. So how can we improve upon what we've already got? Pray tell, Dr. Powell.
Exactly. Well, last week was a really bad week because we had two executive orders snuck in. One was on Thursday and one was on Friday. The one on Friday got a lot of publicity and activity on the web, and people were up in arms about it. But the one on Thursday was about strong cities, strong communities, and I have not heard a peep in the press about it. And I thought, well, I have to write about it because this is very important. As I was reading through the executive order, different buzzwords of UN Agenda 21 were jumping at me, like comprehensive planning, regional collaboration, sustainable regionalism, and the fact that they use this bureaucratic code to call the executive order is called the White House Council on Strong Cities, Strong Communities, but the abbreviation is SC2. So it's just kind of a catchy bureaucratic code. And then I looked at all the members, and it's almost every department in the White House and every other federal department and heads of agencies and offices, as the president may see fit from time to time. So So it's basically a dictatorship. And what has happened, several states that are more communist-leaning have already passed this strong cities or these regionalism programs in one form or another or one title or another, but others have rejected it. Well, the object, in my opinion, and my opinion alone, of this executive order is to force this regionalism, this integration into the UN Agenda 21 by basically having, because people were going to wonder, so what's wrong with regionalism? Well, it is a step toward global government. It is another layer of unaccountable, unelectable, and parasitic government. I can go that far.
That's exactly right. And for those handful of people in the anti-UN Agenda 21, sustainable development, also known as sustainable development movement, if you want to call that, the people who are trying to fight against it, to think that creating another unelected board, a property rights council, is the solution is just so ignorant of history and fact.
It is, absolutely. Because a municipality or a small town is going to be shaped into some borderless group that will develop a comprehensive plan with another municipalities in many, many areas, but particularly in land and water use. And these plans supersede local laws and often disregard private property or property rights. And this unelected layer of regional government will then come back and ask each community to bring their laws and their zoning in line with those of the region. So it is, again, a government by dictate by unelected officials who claim that those are the wishes of the whole town. And the whole town had no idea that all of this was going on behind closed doors.
No, none at all. None at all. These backroom deals, these people who have sold out, it's amazing to me. Well, I say that all the time. I'm getting sick of the word amazing. I'll have to think of another word. I don't know. I'm stunned all the time, Dr. Powell, at the number of people who have sold out and think nothing about being bought and paid for and paid off. Don't they have any kind of,
conscience.
I don't know. Conscience at all?
There's no conscience left. The corruption level is unbelievable. And the premise of this executive order is to establish another bureaucracy, quote-unquote, to lift communities out of distress. Well, if we did not have such a disastrous last 4 years, many communities would not be in distress. They would be thriving. They have purposefully destroyed this economy through burdensome regulations, insane.
But it's not just
policy.
The last 4 years, though, Dr. Powell.
Well,
this isn't just
prior.
This isn't just
accelerated.
Obama. It's been decades. They've been outsourcing jobs and closing down steel plants and laying people off for decades.
I agree. It has just accelerated in the last 4 years. We have so many directives.
Somebody must have given them, maybe they're taking some steroids or something. Maybe they're in locker rooms and they're booting themselves up with some steroids that they got on the black market or something. Maybe that's why this is speeding up. Maybe they're taking some advice from some of our sports professionals. What do you think, Dr. Powell, huh?
I don't know about that.
Go ahead. I just had to throw in some nonsense. Just to break up the monotony of the truth.
We have to laugh a little bit, otherwise we'd be crying constantly. It's so sad.
Yes, it is.
And if you look at the executive order, is encompassing, or they're trying to force all sorts of levels of state and local government, anywhere from government agencies, school districts, elected officials, faith and other community-based organizations, philanthropists, other institutions of local importance, and any kind of interested a person into this regionalism. So basically the entire society.
Yeah,
being lied to as to the intent of it.
Yep. Hang on, Dr. Powell. We got to hit a 3-minute break. This is The Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie Rodden. Dr. Ileana Johnson Powell is my guest. Don't change that dial.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Hi. My name is David Stovenel, and I host a talk radio show called Operation Restore Christian America. To listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time. My primary focus is that the Protestant Freemason British Royal Windsor family is now apostate and making their final all-out attack worldwide in an attempt to force us to accept their satanic New World Order. I offer remedies of how to stop them. The British monarchy has totally abandoned their ancestors' genuine Christian faith and have returned to their effort to conquer the world through the sovereign's will, hidden laws, violence, terror, and deceit. Remember, to listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com. Then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie Rodden. This is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show, and I want to say hello, which I should say earlier in the show, but I just forget about it sometimes, so I do apologize, but I want to say hello to everybody who's listening. All of the stations and networks that carry the programming here from us, we appreciate that you do, and we are grateful that you do, because it is so critical that more people hear the information, the truth that is talked about here on this network and the other alternative media networks. You're not hearing any of this stuff coming out of the mouths of those babes at Fox or any of the other same people-owned media, okay? Same handful of people own everything. That's why you don't know about any of these things. Hello? And then when you try to tell people the truth, they argue with you. No, that's not true. Well, you know why you don't think it's true? Because you never heard it before, because it isn't in your textbook. I'm just irate today, Dr. Powell. That's all. That's all. Anyway, go back to where you were. Maybe we'll have a laugh or two before I'm off the air today.
Well, I hope so.
Say something funny, will you?
I wish I could.
I know. Make it up. Make it up. Let's see. When's Easter? Let's talk about Easter.
I think it's the 8th, April 8th.
Okay, well, there's a real good chocolate store in the next town over from here. I might just go and get myself some of their good chocolate, because I can't stand crappy chocolate. I'm
well,
a very
you know,
particular person.
Under communism, it was very hard to find chocolate, so I enjoy it while you can. How's that
I know. Now listen, I could use to stand to lose several pounds, believe me. But Yeah, I thought about that. Here you go, we're laughing. I have thought about that, Dr. Powell. I think of ice cream and chocolate and the different things, sugar that one cannot get, coffee. I drink a couple pots of that every day.
Yeah,
I think about those kinds of things.
Most of the staples were hard to find, like coffee, sugar, oil, butter, flour. You could buy it on the black market for 10 times the price, but even then it was kind of in short supply, and sometimes the flour would have those little worms that, made butterflies. I don't know.
The mealy bugs or whatever they're called. Yeah, the mealy bugs.
I'm not an entomologist, so I don't
know. Yeah, no, I'm not either, but I know what you're talking about, those little critters.
You pay 10 times the price, and then you buy flour with little things.
Worms in it. Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, there you go. And you're getting a little protein, right? So there you go.
Extra protein.
Well, you know, it's funny because South Park, this cartoon that's on, I don't know which stations it's on, but anyway, I've watched quite a lot of it. I never did when it first came out, but I have the last few years. And on one of the scenes, he's trying to get Kentucky Fried Chicken because he can't get it anymore. He can't get the Kentucky Fried Chicken gravy. He's got to go to the black market to get Kentucky Fried Chicken and the Kentucky Fried Chicken gravy. So the one character in it is flipping out. He's trying to find, because he's addicted to it, he's trying to find Kentucky Fried Chicken and the gravy on the black market. It's kind of really humorous. They really do whack a lot of the topics that we're dealing with in reality. They really do use sarcasm to highlight the idiocy of so many different things going on here in this world. But
shortages, I mean, it's true. I remember my daddy, whenever I got sick in wintertime, we couldn't find any kind of fruits or fresh vegetables. But if you went to the store of the Communist Party members, you know, they have an abundance of everything, but we didn't have access. And my daddy always wanted to buy me something special to eat since I was sick. And my favorite was either apples or grapes. And I don't know what daddy did, but he would be gone all day long, and he would come back in the evening either with these really shriveled up apples that over here we probably feed them to animals or throw them away. And he had this beaming look on his face like he had found gold because he was able to find some food that made me happy because I was sick. Or he would bring me these shriveled up almost raisins. They were grapes, but they were so dry they were almost raisins.
And yeah,
I will never forget the expression on his face of satisfaction that he was able to find some food for his little girl. And I choke up about it.
I'm sure you do, Dr. Powell, and it's just tragic that that situation existed in the first place. But
yes,
then everything.
Of course, it didn't have to be.
Exactly. It didn't have to be that way at all. You know, what's the name of that book by Alexander Solzhenitsyn I was asking you about? The Last 200 Years or something? I can't.
Oh, right. I checked into that, and I don't know what the copyright is on that book, but it would be so wonderful to translate it into English, because it is not in English. It's only in French and Russian.
Yeah. I'm just even trying to find it, and I was looking on Wikipedia, and they don't even have that book listed as one of the books that he has written. And this, of course, is censorship. This is communism. And what he's writing about, people don't want people who speak English, which is the majority of people in the world are English speakers? I don't know. Most people... Well, I don't know even if that's accurate.
Actually,
anyway,
Chinese is the most widely
spoken
language, yes.
But they don't want it in English. Why would that be, that they don't want this book, didn't want this book, that his last book that he had written published in English? And that tells you something, because Solzhenitsyn was in Russia, and he had firsthand experience what was going on with the communists there, didn't he, Dr. Powell?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, I mean... Well, I hear the cue music, so let's go to break, and we'll come back in 3 minutes. Dr. Ileana Johnson Powell is my guest, and IleanaJohnson.com is her website, and you can buy her book on Amazon, Echoes of Communism. We'll be back in three.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Our bodies have different needs from person to person. Some need more of this, some more of that. But what is consistently the same about everyone is that we all need multiple vitamins and nutrients every day. But how to decide what's best? So many products out on the market make claims of being the best. Well, they can't all be the best. How can you know? Read and compare. Daniel Chapter 1's Endo 24 is packed full of all the vitamins, nutrients, protein, and carbs you need. Compared to Ensure or SlimFast, Endo 24 blows them out of the water completely. Get your full day supply of nutrients in Endo 24. Call 800-504-5511. That's 800-504-5511. And use the promo code 100A for a discount. That's promo code 100A. Call the order center and get your Endo 24, the full multivitamin, multinutrient meal replacement.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you living in the heat?
Everybody, this is Maggie Rod. This is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show, and my guest is Dr. Ileana Johnson Powell. And we have a caller. Shall we take a caller, Dr. Powell?
Yes, let's
then
take
we
a
won't
caller.
Cry, and I won't be screaming. Well, I might be screaming too, but anyway, let's grab this caller who's from Australia, Kevin. Hey, Kevin, how are you?
Hello, Kevin.
Hey, Maggie and Dr. Powell.
Hi.
I'm doing well. It's 11:33 p.m. here, and I've just been tuned in. I've been listening for a while. That's a very interesting topic you're on. I can't help but feel that in the case of the current government, or the American current government, or even the government beforehand, like the Bush government, they were using a communist style to take over everything, but the ideology of Obama and Bush is far from communist. I mean, they dance to the same tune of the same banks. The same people own both parties. So, they're not...
How do you figure what they're promoting isn't communism? What do you think their ideology is if it isn't communism? Sure as hell isn't freedom, Kev. I mean, I'm not trying to denigrate you, so don't take my sarcasm the wrong way.
No,
please. I'm not trying to insult you, but they're certainly not promoting freedom and liberty, free speech, and free association, and they're not promoting any of that stuff. So if they're not promoting
but you can get those same attributes in a country that's run by some, you know, general dictator. Now, you could say the Shah of Iran or the generals that used to run Argentina. But they used the same sort of government style as far as, you know, what we can do to you. But they were the exact opposite of communists. I think that...
Well, who do you think runs the show with communism? The people?
No, they don't. You've got a group, but as a general rule, you know, the party is the higher power. But in this case, the party is not the higher power. The party is just a tool to an end, you know, to the super rich bankers. I mean, Obama dances to the tune of like the Bank of England, basically, And the Bank of England, you couldn't class the Bank of England as being a communist entity. They're using a very communistic approach to that's the tool that they use to get to the end position that they're aiming at. But when they get you there, communism will vaporize and you'll end up effectively with a king, and the king will do whatever he likes. I mean, and that's not communism.
Well,
we're going through a transitional stage, is the way I see it. And this is just a tool, and it's the easiest method that they can use to get you to a point where they want you to be. And then once they got you there, then they'll use the next stage, which will be effectively back in the days where there is a king, except it won't be a king. It'll be like, effectively, it'll be the Rothschild group and, you know, this group and that group, and then they'll have a little family club and they'll get together and they'll pull the strings, and if they don't like you, they'll just bump you off. And
Dr. Powell, you want to comment?
Well, I think
that's effectively...
He's right in a way, and in a way he's not. Right in the fact that we haven't really reached communist or the absolute utopia of communism anywhere in the world, not even in China, theoretically speaking. Practically, they're probably still at the transition between socialism and communism. But no matter what form of society you look at, when there's one individual in charge, whether he's actually in charge or he's just a puppet of, as he said, a bank or perhaps another small group of individuals, is still a form of totalitarian rule of the people. I think that's what he's arguing for, but he's saying that the banks are the ones that are guiding our president, and I think it's a little more nefarious than that.
Kevin?
Oh, look, I agree with you. It is very nefarious. You know, Obama's enjoying his time in the spotlight for sure. But in the end, the people that placed him there are going to want to get rid of him, and Obama's likely to find himself assassinated by his own people, or by his handlers, or by those who pull the strings. They'll move on to the next stage. And, you know, nobody's irreplaceable, you know, under that scheme. But, you know, when I think of communism, I think of, the general meetings and the whole lot where everybody votes and they kind of vote a policy, or they, you know, they vote for a rule or a law on... we'll make a new law that says we can go and kill people if we feel like it's the right thing to do. Well, Obama does that all by himself.
I don't think they need to make rules to do that. I think they did it quite well without any laws saying they could do it.
I don't think people have voted under communism.
Yeah.
With all due respect, they did have a Congress that met, and they supposedly, the representatives voted, but they were told what to vote, and if they didn't vote that way, they were severely punished and thrown out of the party. So it was still the rule of the few. They made the decisions. The actual so-called Congress that met, it was just the... they were figureheads. They had no decision-making power.
Well, who was it said, that said it doesn't matter who casts the votes, who counts them, that counts? Who was that, Stalin said that?
I think so, yeah.
You know, like in the true communism model, you're not going to get any, billionaires and what have you, but if you look at the Russian system, there's lots of billionaires.
Yeah, now, well, that's why I said earlier that we never had true communism, the theoretical one, because there were always billionaires in all the so-called communist societies across the world. There were few of them, but there were billionaires, and then there was the proletariat. And they spouted the rhetoric of communism, but it wasn't really that in reality.
Everybody wasn't equal.
Yeah. And that's where, that's where they're wanting to take the United States. They, they're effectively using this socialist system to get the people into a position where they can manage them. And the standover tactics are getting worse and worse and worse. I mean, to insist that your child is vaccinated and to insist that your daughter gets a shot of Gardasil, and this is just absolute sickening.
Yeah, I know it
but,
is, Kevin.
You know, they're doing it because in their hearts, their minds have been completely eroded away, and effectively they've become Satanists, because these people that sit in the Congress, where you've got a bunch of homosexuals and lesbians and lunatics and all the, sickos of the world in a position where they can steer the American ship.
They're self-serving, Kevin, and I don't know who was it said, power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. So the more that people get a little power, and you see it even at the most minuscule example of somebody who's got a little authority, you see it even in the workplace. Oftentimes, somebody who's got a title, well, that goes to their head, and they think they're little, dictators marching about kind of thing. I mean, it's just something that happens to the psyche of many individuals, not all, but many people, and so, of course, they happen to be the ones who, we put into these roles, and then it goes to their head, and then we see the result.
I mean,
they know better than you.
The latest one, where they're marching up and down all over the place because some fool masquerading as a pseudo police person took a gun and shot a kid in the back and killed him. A black kid. And
Here down in Florida, the young kid that was shot. Yeah.
Now, what was he doing? He was doing nothing. He was talking to his girlfriend on the phone, walking along, and some clown who wanted to be powerful and be the standover man, be the man, couldn't get his own way with the kid, so he pulled out a gun and shot him. Now, to me, they should have already had a trial. They should have tried him by now already, taken him outside and hung him to the tree in the public square. And the next person who would contemplate performing the same sort of a vicious act of murder, is going to get the same thing. Now, instead, what's happening? they haven't even taken him into custody. Something's got to be wrong with it, that kind of thing.
There's not a lot of justice going on in the world. Anyway, Kevin, I'm going to let you go on that note. Thanks for calling. Good to hear your voice again. I haven't heard from you in several months. Anyway, I'm glad you're still hanging in there down in the land down under. Dr. Powell, any comments? Otherwise, we'll take another caller.
Well, thank you, Kevin. Let's take another call.
Okay. We have Larry from Washington. Hello, Larry.
Good morning, ladies.
Hi.
Hello.
My own personal interpretation is when they use this left-right paradigm, there is no left-right paradigm. You start let's say, on a straight line, total anarchy. You go into a limited form of government, and then you work your way down the other end, and you're all on your dictatorships, your communism, your socialism, your whatever. And I do not believe that communism, written by Karl Marx, Engels, was ever meant to be a true ideology. It was meant to deceive the masses right from the get-go.
Mm-hmm. Well, those who believed that it was really some utopia they were going to achieve, and everybody would be an equal outcome, and we'd all join hands and sing Kumbaya, you could be very right. It was a deceit and deceitful right from the get-go. You're probably very right, Larry, because no such utopia would ever exist. So
no, none.
Yeah.
You made a comment about power corrupting Lord Aston.
Yes, yep.
Totally. You give anybody the power to run amok, and they'll run amok. And that's why we had a limited form of government instead of a government that rules by the gun.
Oh, well, you know, Dr. Powell, you want to comment here? I mean, just look at what's going on with these little fiefdoms all over the place, these little unelected boards making all these rules. In fact, and I've said this before, I had given a presentation on UN Agenda 21 last summer, about 30 miles north of where I live, and there was some guy who was telling me that one of the guys in their town, I don't know what board he was on, but he said, this is what this young guy had said, that this fellow said, well, when we get control of the water, they'll do what we want them to do. I mean, who the hell do these people think they are? I mean, they become dictators overnight. Everybody wants to control what somebody else says, does, thinks. Mind your own business. That's what I say, MYOB. Dr. Powell, your two cents?
I totally agree with the gentleman and with you that once you get power, no matter at what level, you become a mini dictator, and I've seen that in education. A lot of the people who have at least two, three under them become dictators, and they become extremely unreasonable. And no matter what form of government you have, whether it's fascism, socialism, communism, it is still a form of dictatorship, and we're at the point where it doesn't matter whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, they're all marching to the same tune.
Yep, that's for sure. I wish, I wish a lot of things. If wishes were horses, all beggars would ride, and since they're not, we are where we are. Where are we, Dr. Powell?
It's sad. We're accelerating towards communism, but right now, I think we're in a form of Fabian socialism, very, very close to communism. We have very little freedoms left. We just delude ourselves that we have freedoms. We really don't.
No, we don't. We don't. And that's going to become so much more apparent when they finally pull the plug on this dollar, and they pull the plug and this economy totally collapses, and you've got the wheelbarrows with $1 million in them to try to find a loaf of bread. It's going to be just nothing we've ever experienced. We haven't experienced it, nothing in our lifetimes. Most of the people in this nation, anyway, they don't hail from anywhere where they've had to experience that kind of deprivation.
Well, we still have private property, I don't know for how long, and we still have our Second Amendment, and we have freedom of speech, but I don't know how long that will be.
Yeah, well, not too long if these people have their way. And I, what I was talking about in the beginning of the show, Dr. Powell, when you weren't on with me, one of the stations out in L.A. or the L.A. City Council wants to ban upsetting words. You know, like a couple of the disc jockeys called the black singer who had just passed away, Whitney Houston, a crack hole. And of course, they said, "Oh well, you can't be saying those kinds of things." Which, of course, you know. They don't want people to be able to say what they think or say what they feel or say the truth because they don't want people to know any of these things. course, that's just an, that's just he, they made an outrageous. So of course, he was a crack addict. But you know, it's just this is where these people are going. Deny people the right to say what they think. Lock them up for their speech, speech crimes. Call it hate. You can't comment on who the Bolsheviks were. Otherwise, oh, that's hate. You're hating. You're hating. Now you're a hater. I mean, you know, people who stand up for the Constitution, the commies at the Southern Poverty Law Center, have them on a list. Oh, they're haters because they hate communism, Dr. Powell.
Well, I hate communism, so that must make me a terrorist.
Yes, it does.
I would like to live the rest of my life without being under communism again. I don't know if that's going to be possible.
Yeah, I don't. For some reason, I don't know, Dr. Powell. I kind of doubt it. I don't think it's going to be possible. However, you never know. Hope springs eternal. We might get lucky. We might get enough people to wake up to realize what's going on. I mean, you know, I was reading an article earlier in the show. The Marines, some of the Marines aren't too thrilled with the commander-in-chief, so maybe they're going to start to realize what's really going on, and maybe they're not going to, more of them will wake up that they're not too thrilled with the communist nation that they are going to be living in. Maybe they'll find out that they don't like that. Maybe they like to be in, you know, the land of the free and home of the brave.
I really think people don't have the time, the free time to read all of this stuff that's being printed out and thrown at us every day. I spent, for example, 12 hours on Saturday researching one document called the Draft International Covenant on Environment and Development. And the word covenant sounds so benign and nice and peaceful. The acronym of this is DICED. And if this thing passes or we ratify it, we're going to be sliced and diced and there won't be anything left of us.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Hang on, Dr. Powell. We got to hit the final break of the show. 3 minutes. Dr. Ileana Johnson Powell is my guest. IleanaJohnson.com is her website. Echoes of Communism is her book, which you can purchase on Amazon. We'll be right back in 3.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working Capital Cash is your...
Hey, everybody. It's Maggie Rodden, and this is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. My website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Go there. I have links to tons of information. So please go there and start reading or listening. I mean, you know, if you can't, I know, Dr. Powell, you mentioned that people just don't have time to read, and I know I'm inundated with emails and things that people send me to look at, and it's just impossible. I can't open and read every single one that...
I agree. And speaking earlier of free speech, when I worked, when I was a college professor, we had a place on campus that was called the Free Speech Zone. So if you wanted to say something, you had to get permission from the administration to say it publicly, but you could only be in that area. Well, now there is a, they passed a no free speech zone. Now our First Amendment protesting, it is now a felony punishable by jail, and probably most people don't know that.
Wait a second. Say that again. Start again, please. Go ahead, Dr. Powell.
There's now a no free speech zone. In other words, there are certain places that we cannot go to
protest.
Where
is this, on the college campus you're talking about?
No. Now this is just anywhere. If it's deemed, and this came from Judge Napolitano, if it's deemed that it's a threat to somebody, you are not allowed to protest in that particular zone. And
is this where the politicians are at, where a lot of our elected officials are? Is this the one, are you talking about the one where they have like Secret Service or bodyguards or something like that in those areas? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Somebody had sent that to me last week. In fact, I should find that, put it up on the website. Because if you were going to protest against your local county commissioners, how would you know that they had, you know, some kind of security or something? Why would you know these
things? Exactly. You wouldn't know.
No.
You wouldn't know. And you can go to jail and pay a fine as well. So it's pretty sad. Not only we were marginalized on a campus where you're supposed to have the ultimate freedom of speech. It is a learning environment, and you know, both sides of any issue should be heard. But unfortunately, most of the college professors are those who preach socialism and communism. And if you dare express an opposing view in the classroom, you're either ridiculed the entire semester, or you are going to get a failing grade, or you're going to get a bad grade. Either way, it's not a happy situation for a student who has opposing view to that particular college professor. And the majority of college professors are that way. And parents don't know that. They pay high tuition to send their kids to school to be indoctrinated into socialism and communism. And I've heard people say, well, they can't do that in math classes and science classes. Yes, they can. They can give you very onerous assignments that are scientifically based, but they are politically motivated. So,
yeah. I know I've had people from the FIRE Coalition, what is it, Freedom in Individual Rights and Education or something. I can't remember what FIRE is the acronym for, but they're always going to bat for these kids who are accused of violations of speech codes on campus. Anyway, Dr. Powell, thanks again for joining me as always. I appreciate
it. Thank you, Maggie.
Thank you so much, Dr. Powell.
Until next time.
Okay, we're going to Oz. Somewhere Over the Rainbow is a wonderful place to be. Chin up, everybody. The sun's going to come up tomorrow. Don't lose heart. We've got people like Dr. Ileana Johnson Powell in the world, so that's a good thing for you and I. Listen, another great show follows mine, and I will be back tomorrow. So chin up. Take care, everybody.
Beyond the rain.